Alrighty, guys. What is up? It is the last, well, for the foreseeable future, the last episode of the hashtag Sweat Local CLT podcast.
You almost forgot the name, didn't
you? I did.
For a brief second. There's been about hiatus. I'm Stu.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Deuce.
And we are all about to disappear into nothingness. You're all about to vacate and exit stage left. So this is the last one. Everyone's obviously aware we're
starting it on a nice positive note.
Listen, we're all just kind of fading the darkness into, but we're end on a positive note. It is. It's sad. It's kind of like it's bittersweet. It's not like who Megan Malcolm said today in the middle of the workout. I'm in the middle of box jumps. And she goes, "You're going to really miss this." And I was like, "You trying to make me cry, chick? Like in the middle of a workout? What are you doing?" I'm like, "Yes, I am. Stop it." Anyway, so obviously with all the news of us closing down the location and you know, Weathered Souls, the brewery moving in, and there was lots of fun Axios articles and all that good stuff floating around, we figured we'd just make this and wanted to just kind of talk, you know, transparently about the scenario, talk about what we're doing, try to give maybe some more context and suggestions as to what we would recommend for you guys if you're looking to find a new fitness home and you know, just the usual cut up and shenanigans along the way. So, as everyone knows, we are leasing the building out. There's a very cool brewery coming in, Weathered Souls from Texas. They'll be doing barbecue. They'll have a really nice coffee shop in there. They'll be doing CBD too and beer. So that's slated for like March. That's when technically March or April should be when they're rocking and rolling. But with construction delays and stuff, you know, anticipate that. But yeah, that'll be happening. And I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of a cool time. Like everyone knows the back parking lot's been fucking MIA for the past month and a half because of all the construction that's happening over there. Mm-hmm. Guild Brewery. I actually ran into their sales rep at another bar, and they're handing out beers. Their beer's in like most bars now in Charlotte, and they're going to be opening up here soon. So, yeah, and they're filing a petition, or not a petition, I forget what it's called, to make DeWitt, which is the street there, a closed off street that you can just, it's just pedestrian street. Just people can walk around, beers in hand, that kind of thing. So that'd be like the first one of its kind in Charlotte. I don't know if that's going to go through, but yeah, I mean, that's the skinny of it, right? So what's everyone, let's talk about what's going on with you guys, because I think that's what more people are interested in, is what are you two guys going to do?
You want to, I mean, you already started. Yeah, you already started.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Yeah.
We did. I'm going to work for a friend of mine who started his own company selling fitness equipment, so like commercial fitness equipment, and he offered me a job as a manager, warehouse manager, sorry, wrong order. And so, yeah, so I hang out and I manage a bunch of idiots all day and, it's pretty good. Hang out in a warehouse, very laid back. My manager cracks beers open at 11 a.m. So similar.
Not much has changed there.
But yeah, it's cool. It's good. It's definitely a different change. I mean, the only job I've ever had up until this point is coaching. Like that was literally my first job. And that's the only full-time job I've ever had. So shifting to having to work like an actual 8-hour day and being like, all right, is this when I get my 3-hour lunch break? And they're like, no, the fuck? What are you talking about?
You have 20 minutes. Isn't this the break from the noon class?
20 minutes and we've already started. You're 1 minute in. So hurry up. So that was a tough shift. But I mean, I guess, I don't know, what's today? Today's November something. It's been like a month. So it's gotten, I mean, I've definitely gotten used to it. I definitely miss coaching. I miss interacting with people more than I thought I would, like on a daily basis, like everybody that comes in there, like that I think is what I'm going to miss the most about all this.
Yeah. I think about our job, like flight attendants, I'm not gonna lie, but when I think about the job of a flight attendant, it seems, so repetitive and you're dealing with so many assholes probably and random people a day, but it's also probably the benefit of it too. It's just like, it is, you know, the interaction with people maybe. And obviously right. I think our thing is way more dynamic in the coaching world and interacting with people, but I agree. Yeah. That's, it's also too, it's, you know, it's your house. You kind of walk in and you're like the mayor, Like, you're like, you know, like you say jump, they say how high. You say do this, and they do it. Like, you literally could put any number next to any exercise, and these people will do it. There's it's not like power tribute, but there's a cool element to that whole thing, that these are your people, and they trust you to put them through hell and back in a workout. So let me ask you this on that front. Is there any element of the coaching side of that, like of that, you know, your long tenured career of coaching that you're able to apply to, as you delicately put it, working with idiots?
Which, by the way,
I can relate to. I can relate to fully.
Yeah, I think so. And it's, I think along the way, I learned a lot about people skills. You know, like, I mean, I was 20 years old when I started coaching, and I was an absolute idiot, still am. And I learned a lot about working with people and how to not piss them off. And so that's applied over here now, managing people for sure. And then a lot of what I just learned from working with you guys, honestly.
Yeah.
That's paid off a lot.
Where are you guys located at?
We're off North Tryon.
Got it.
Yeah. Cool. So.
By like Noda Brewery?
Farther down.
Further down? Okay.
Yeah. So definitely in the hood.
In the hood?
Definitely in the hood. Our security is three homeless people who sleep out back.
Nice.
Yeah. So they're good, though. They have mattresses. They make their like beds Clanton every Road. Day.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, yeah, yeah, kind of like Clanton Road.
Yeah. Not too far off. And Isaac, what about you?
Yeah, so I'm going to go work for a small company. You can kind of sort of call it a startup. They've been around since 2009, but they are revamping right now. So it's kind of feels like it's a startup now. It's called Campus Carriers, and the premise is that we move students out of residence halls over the summer, store their stuff, and then move them back in when the next semester starts. So pretty simple concept, but definitely lots of room for growth in there. Like, you can apply this to a lot of different things. Yeah, like the game plan is they're in universities, but it's all revamped because they have like a new idea, this like box system. It's called Pop Box, where you like put all your stuff in the box instead of just like packing it yourself. You just put all your stuff in the box and leave it there and walk out. And with that, that can obviously be applied to a lot of different things, like apartments and offices and all that. So,
how big is the box?
Big enough.
Okay.
Yeah, big enough.
Are there different sizes of pop boxes?
You know what? I haven't started working there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could do another podcast if you have all of these questions.
Well, I also think it's interesting because you're doing this with someone we've already had on the podcast.
Yes.
I was gonna say, yeah. Timestamp this with go back and shout out the episode.
Yeah.
That's right.
With we had Dan on. And
Dan Birdie.
Birdie, that's right. And Dan is the founder of The Mill Coworking over there behind Atherton Mill.
Yep.
We had him on probably almost 2 years ago, probably now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
and,
it's been a while.
You and him were friends before.
Yeah,
that
we've been friends for almost as long as I've lived here in Charlotte. Have known each other and obviously gotten to know his wife and everything. So they own that coworking. He owns that coworking space, The Mill. He's what I would call a serial entrepreneur. Has a bunch of different things going on, and then this Campus Carriers is, like I said, this project that he's had that's been on kind of autopilot, and now we're just taking it up a notch.
I remember because I would be in the dorm. I was in the dorms freshman year, and then I remember because I wanted to stay over the summer, and they're like, yeah, but you got to move to a different whatever over the summer. I'm like, I can't leave my shit in here.
Yeah.
I'd be coming right back to this fucking same room. Like, right. No, you got to have everything out.
I threw so much shit out. Like, I threw out a microwave. I threw out my TV. Like,
right.
I'm like, fuck.
Right. This is like, it's a really great idea.
Home. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody lazier than a college student.
Right.
Like, at the epitome.
And no one else who wants to, like, parents of college students don't want to deal with this shit either. So, yeah. So, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's been working out for them really well, and I'm excited to help them
and
take
that
to the next level.
Will you be over?
Don't really know yet. Okay. So, I mean, it's Dan and then Justin, who's his cousin/business partner on a lot of things. The two of them have been doing this for a while. I am their first hire, so it's definitely a lucky position where I'm in, where they didn't have this, like, they didn't, like, create a position that they needed to fill, and I'm filling that position. They, when we talked about it, they have honestly been trying to get me to go work over there for 5+ years now. And it's just that they feel like I'm their third person to make this go. So we don't have a specific job description laid out or anything like that. It's, we're going to feel out strengths and weaknesses as we go and figure it out. So it's
I feel like you're really well prep for this. It's like you've
got
it's
a little similar.
You're like, okay, so you've got this guy or these two guys, mm-hmm. whatever, they have this idea, they do a thing, let me help you organize this whole thing, because you're gonna fuck this up. You're very good at that.
Thank you. And so I think that's gonna be the role at the beginning, and then we're gonna take it from there.
Awesome. Yeah. It probably won't be as conducive and nice of an HR environment mm-hmm. that we have here at Urban Movement, mm-hmm. but
I'd say I am excited about the normal everyday person schedule.
That's really interesting, because you were saying
I was originally, I'm not gonna lie, I was like, oh, this is gonna be sweet, 10 to, like, I'll be done, I'll get home early, and then I was like, honestly, this isn't, whatever.
Yeah, because fitness is it's a 5 a.m to 9 p.m gig. By the time you open a gym, close down a gym, even though it's gapped throughout the day, those gaps are filled with either the manual bullshit of laundry, bathrooms, cleaning, programming, whatever, or the admin side, that you know, that kind of stuff. So that is
but to be fair, I mean, if I had a small child at home, then I would want to have normal hours, just spend more
that's
time.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah,
normal hours. Luckily, I don't have a child that I'm aware of.
It's nice to create consistency with the schedule. I mean, that's been the hardest thing I've tried to do, and it's I've never seemed to be able to do it for too long of a period of time. But yeah, what are you looking for? So let me ask you. So let's go to the fitness side of this. So we obviously made some suggestions, everybody, kind of some spots.
Time out before we move on to that. Stu, what are you doing?
Nobody gives a fuck what I'm doing.
I mean,
I'm sitting. I'm gonna sit here and we're no longer at the gym recording this. I'm gonna sit here and keep doing the consulting stuff that I was doing. There's gonna be another. There's gonna be a real estate company being started. So there'll be
slumlord over here.
Yeah, right. I will be. I'll be keeping myself busy so I don't just hang out and drink whiskey throughout the day or something. I don't know. I'll be keeping myself busy. But people are way more interested in what you guys are doing. We don't. Mm-hmm. But what I am interested in also with you guys is, what are you gonna do fitness wise? We made some suggestions to people for. Where we think they should go based on a few things in that letter, and wasn't very thorough, but it was, you know, it was a good first glance. I know you've had a ton of conversations in depth with people.
Yeah.
I have as well. I think it was last Saturday I coached, and we had like 6 of us hanging out afterwards, and I got to listen to some amazing horror stories of people's experiences going to the gym, which there's a part of me that just beams with pride.
Right.
That
I know.
I'm just like, man, God, I knew we were good.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm like, God, it sucks too, though, because now I feel even shittier. Yeah. Because now I'm just sending you off into a world of fucking idiot gym owners.
I was joking with one of my classes the other day, because there was a conversation before class started of like where they were going to go try, and talking about different gyms. And I'm saying, like, it's so weird for me, because like, when I hear them talking about going and trying other places, like I still get like personally offended, and I'm like, oh my God, you're going to go over there. And then I'm like, well, it's okay. It's our fault. Like, we're leaving. All right. But like, I'm still like, no, don't go somewhere else. Stay here.
Just stand outside the door, just exercise in the parking lot before Weathered Souls opens.
Yes. Other places.
Like
this is a pedestrian street back here. You're good. There's no cars.
Oh my God. Yeah. So anyway, what do you guys, I'll go for, so on this one, I started going to just open gym right down the street. Here is QC Fit. So super convenient.
Sounds like you're going to see a good amount of Urban Movement people there too.
I think so. Yeah. I'm trying to get, I know the owner over there, JB, really well, and trying to get them to expand that open gym time. See how that goes, but it's a great facility. I mean, I feel really bad. So they built from the ground up that spot, and I think they opened January, February, 2020. So,
nice.
Good time. Bad timing there. So they've been kind of just trying to keep it together. So there's been a lot of functional fitness group class gyms that have transitioned in the South End area in the past, 6 months. So I think their membership's kind of gone up, and that's been good for them. But
sounds like you're pitching this really hard. Do you own part of this?
I do not own part of it. Nope. Like I get no commission, no deals. I'll be honest with you. The nice thing, I've been in there, whatever, for the last couple weeks. I'm the only person in there. Open gym 1-4. It's like just me and this giant gym, which has been kind of nice. It reminds me of when, you know, it's just me working out or you, me and Deuce or whatever. So, yeah, that's fitness wise. That's what I'll be
doing. But you're going to be doing open gym stuff?
I'll probably be doing open gym just because of this, my schedule and what works. I might maybe jump into a class. I'm thinking I'm probably going to, because I've talked to a couple of people who are going over there, mm-hmm. and I think some people might be wanting to still do tempo like training in these classes, but they don't want to feel like a dick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the new kid and I'm going to do something completely different than all you guys. I have no problem leading by example on that and walking into a class and doing and talking to the owner and talking to the coach ahead of time and saying, hey, some of my people are coming in. They move really well. They just don't want to do overhead squats and deadlift super fast. They're going to probably move with tempo. They're going to do strict pull-ups or modified strict pull-ups, blah, blah, blah. Is that cool? And the crew over there, from my understanding, are going to be cool with that.
Yeah. That's what I've been talking with a lot of people about, is that's what they're most concerned about, is because we are pretty,
you cannot do this anywhere else.
Oh. Yeah, we're pretty lax on, like, if you don't want to do that today, okay, cool, let's switch it up and do something else. And so I think that that's going to be important for a lot of our members, is finding wherever they feel comfortable being able to do that. Being able to be like, I don't want to do that today, I'm going to do it like this, or do you have a different suggestion?
Yeah.
And they say, okay.
Tactical tip for that, for anyone who's listening to this, if you are going to be going to any gym, and you know their style of training is slightly different than what you're used to, but you're going to want to approach the owner or the coach about it. Just a real quick, easy, I would highly recommend, just because, and you guys could let your advice here as well, shoot them over an email and let them know what you're looking to change in some scenarios, and then just the why behind it. That's, I think, what most coaches, like, if you're just changing something because you don't like the workout, right. I can see a coach getting butthurt. Like, what do you mean my programming is not good enough for you? But if you're like, hey, I'm going to do this because I have this single leg issue and I need to be doing blah, 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 and that you come in with a reason and you're performing the new movement well, I don't see anyone really having an issue with it.
Well, I mean, if they're like, I don't want to do handstand push-ups because I think getting upside down is dumb.
It's stupid, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for example, like, I'm going to do a seated Z-press, where I'm going to sit my butt on the ground, I'm going to take a pair of dumbbells and press them over my head. I just can't see the logic where a coach is like, no, get upside down, let all that blood rush to your face, you stupid. And like, no, I like...
Right, and if they do have that reaction, then they're not the right gym.
I agree. Yeah. That's your litmus test. If someone is a professional fitness coach, owner, whatever, is not willing to listen to that kind of thing, and I think that. And CC me on the email. Please do. If you're going to send any of these emails out, please CC me on it. I probably know the owner. More than happy to, like, vouch for you, unless you move horribly, and then I'm like, whew.
Right?
Yeah. And, no, you guys all move beautifully. C pluses across the board. you're right. I think that is going to be so. I think that, here's the one thing I told a couple of the people on Saturday. Your biggest issue, I don't think, is going to be a coach or the owner of a gym. You're going to have to explain what you're doing to the other 15 to 20 people in that class, because they're going to be like, whoa, 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 you're new? Cool. Nice to be. What? Why aren't you doing snatches with a barbell? Why are you doing it with a dumbbell? And now you're going to have to explain that. That will be the only annoying part. There is a sense of pride in the fact that you can't find what we do anywhere. Like, it doesn't exist. So there is, I do have a sense of pride in that we did succeed in creating something very unique. And Deuce, what will you be doing for your astonishing level of fitness to maintain it?
I have no clue. I really don't. I haven't even thought about it yet. But that's a lie. I've thought about it. But not hard enough to have a decision made. I promised 15 different people I'll go coach wherever they go. So 15 of you will be disappointed. I don't know. I've thought about the Dowd. I think I do want to, wherever I go, I do think I want to take classes. Yeah. I don't think I want to work out by myself. I've worked out by myself for pretty much the last 6 years. It gets pretty lonely. So I think wherever I go, it'll be somewhere I can take classes. But yeah, I still really have no clue. I got, what, another week and a half to figure it out? So we'll start narrowing it down.
What?
I'll figure it out on Saturday night, probably.
Have you tested the Dowd out yet?
No.
So I went, I've been there a couple times. And I went last Saturday. Kid was at a little soiree, get together, friend date, play date kind of thing. So I go in, and here's the problem with the doubt, I think, for any you, me, any fitness professional, or even a member who's listening to this, who actually like could look at something or look at someone moving and be like, that's not right. You should not be doing that. It's so fucking distracting because there is no less than 15 to 20 people at any given time within your line of sight just horribly fucking up whatever movement it is, to a level where a novice, a layman could be like, your spine's about to blow out of your ass. Like, that's going to happen right now. And it's super distracting because I'm like, this isn't my gym. I can't walk up and tell that guy to, like, hey, buddy, can I give you a few pointers? Now I look like that random gym bro dude. And I'm like, what, I got to go over there now and give credentials? Now I look even douchier. Like, I'm like, I got to just watch this 45-year-old man blow out his back while I'm sitting here on the assault bike. Like, that's what I got to do. That's the biggest thing for the doubt. But this, the hack to the doubt, the top area, that's the clusterfuck where you see all the horrible things. Downstairs, they have a small functional fitness area that I think I've seen maybe three people in ever. And that's, if you're going to go to the Dow, that's probably where you want to go. The rest of it is just too visually distracting and upsetting. Isaac?
Yeah. My husband and I have been kind of doing the garage gym set up because he hasn't been coming into group classes for a while. So we have the start of a garage gym. So I think we're going to do our own thing, probably follow a little bit of Cindy Cummings, her workouts and everything. I've been liking those a lot. So just kind of, doing our own thing, figuring out my new schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so before I figure out if I can go somewhere, I also live all the way out on East Charlotte. So none of those are, like, super convenient for me.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do they not have gym? There's not fitness
in, I mean, there's,
Charlotte,
like, a fitness connection and, you know, like, that kind of stuff that I could, Anytime Fitness, so I could go and join those. But,
is it funny, though, how many times were we trying to get people to join the gym and they'd be like, I just started a new job and I'm trying to figure out the schedule. Yeah. I'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? Let's go. Let's get started, right? I'd be trying to encourage this individual, like, well, listen, you can't get routine going unless we get moving.
Yeah.
And let's find out.
No, I just don't know what life is like in the next couple weeks.
I get that.
Still going to be doing stuff, and one day I'll join group fitness classes again, I'm sure.
I think ClassPass is still a really good option for anyone who doesn't know. Like, I think they're still doing a month free since they just purchased MindBody or whatever their current promo is.
Yeah, I think it just ended that even if you've done it before, you could do it again. Oh, but that ended October 31st.
Got it. Yeah, ClassPass would be a good one to go taste test a bunch of different things.
Yep, for sure.
Suggestion-wise, we said, hey, if you really like the structure of tempo training and you like what we're doing, I think, based on our programming style, metabolic would probably be your closest bet, minus the barbell. But they're dumb. They have, I mean, really heavy dumbbells, really heavy, like 60, 70, 80, 90-pound slam ball. Like, they have very strength, a lot of strength-based stuff there. I think that'd be the closest from a programming perspective, other than you doing our programming on your own or with some friends at an open gym, Dowd YMCA-type functional fitness model. Yeah. I mean, the closest thing to that, I think, in a programming perspective, and there is going to be a CrossFit gym, but where you're able to tweak it. Because if you can't tweak it, then it's nothing like what we do.
Yeah.
It's not going to feel the same. Where's the other... what else opened up recently? Someone... VoloFit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know enough about that to say what it is.
I met the GM, and I walked the space and all that when they were building it out, and I've seen the model. I think it's worth giving it a try. I haven't seen it live in action, but I think it's definitely worth giving it a try for anybody who's considering. It's a South End,
I think that Hustle House, if it's convenient enough for you, because I know it's uptown, but like, that's definitely worth giving it a try. I was messaging with one of the owners there, and she was talking about how their thing, you know, we have the build, sprint, grind. They do like upper body, lower body, total body,
sure,
and they rotate through those.
Barry's does that, yeah.
Yeah. They all do great workouts, and they definitely push a big like community thing. Like they do a lot of like in-house competitions and stuff like that. All fun, but they do that stuff. So Hustle House is definitely worth checking out too.
Yeah. And you mentioned something there with the convenience. So started asking members, you know, towards the end of a class, whatever, like, hey, so what are you going to do next?
Yeah.
And like, I would hear things like, well, I've been driving from blank, and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, members have been coming from far.
All over the place. And I'm very much a convenience over everything type factor. Like, if it doesn't fit neatly within my schedule, mm-hmm. I generally don't partake. But yeah, no, that was awesome to hear that we were able to create something that people would be willing to travel. Probably this is the farthest thing they travel for. Beyond that, they probably stay in their hood or their neighborhood or borough.
Yeah.
So that was really neat. So I hope everyone's able to find something that's convenient and fun, and they like the community and the coaches and the workouts. And please, if you find something, let us know. Like, share it with us. Like, hey, I checked this out. That way, because I'm sure as time goes on, we're going to be staying in touch with members. We're going to see them out and about. They're going to blow up Deuce's DMs, and we'll be able to give some more recommendations if you guys end up finding something you like. You know, definitely make sure to go share it with us. But yeah, that was one of those really cool moments. And it was like four or five people within a week told me, I could not believe you traveled that far for this. That was very much like an honor kind of scenario. And listen, you know, while this whole thing is very bittersweet and it's sad, but at the same time it's exciting and all the things that are happening, you know, to everyone listening, you know, you guys are absolutely incredible. I'm super privileged and lucky, and I feel blessed to have been able to, I mean, since 2010, you know, Isaac and I have been doing this. And, you know, Deuce came in 2017. And, it's so cool how many people have come through. We've gotten to meet people. And, yeah, I still love being out on a Saturday and just someone bumps into me. And I had a guy bump into me at my daughter's swim lessons that he was a member in 2011, only from 2011 to 2012. And he made a beeline and came right at me, and we talked for like 15 minutes. I was just like, holy shit. Like, it was very cool. Yeah. So everyone listening, we love you guys. We greatly appreciate everything. We are super pumped. We are able to be a part of your fitness journey and what you do. And we, you know, please, I'll be keeping the Urban Movement Instagram alive and well. So if you guys want to shoot over any DMs into that anytime, you got questions and stuff like that, that's probably going to be,
you're going to update it.
I guess
that'll be the
Stu said he is. You know, just hear
okay,
that'll be a direct link that you
that's
can still
new burner account
that you can still get in touch with us at. But yeah, you guys. I mean, any closing thoughts? Anything you want to say?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, hanging out, and some of you guys like six times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of you guys like one time a year, but
right.
Still.
That was a really good one time.
What's the last workout going to be? Let's talk moving day and the last
moving
workout.
Moving day is Friday the 12th, so okay. The day before.
Day before is moving day, the last workout.
Mm-hmm. Last workout is yet to be written.
We'll take suggestions.
Yeah. I have had multiple requests for it to be a grind workout.
Yeah.
All right. So it'll be a sprint.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'm always like, open to suggestions doesn't mean we'll use them, but
like, so we'll do a full grind, sounds like ish possibly. Sure. See what Deuce thinks.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Come find out.
Okay, yeah. Come find out. So we're going to do one class, and then if the wait list gets high enough, we'll kick open two, or how are we going to do this?
There's currently both the 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
That
we okay.
Have, yeah. So, they're both up. People can start registering. People have started registering for them. So yeah, if you know that you're going to be coming, go ahead and claim your spot. I've been telling people, so hope this is right, that we're going to like have some beer and like hang out after.
So you tell me bring some beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll bring some beer and
I'll bring some beer,
some mimosas, perfect. Whatever.
We'll all bring beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck you want.
We get super sketchy and just have everyone, because a lot of people don't realize.
Four Locos?
Well, not only
yes.
That. No, we get super sketchy and have everyone, you can go up on the roof of the building.
No,
take the ladder. Yeah. That's definitely not covered by the liability.
Yeah.
Waiver. Insurance company would not like
Let's
that.
Go.
You guys go right
ahead.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. I have other reasons to live.
Alrighty, guys. Once again, thank you so much for everything. And we'll be seeing you around soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.